We'll go right into our first one-hour session now, and then we'll have a six-minute break in 24 minutes before we begin the silent self-guided meditation. But what we're going to be doing, as I mentioned, is looking at the mind in stillness and the mind in motion using both shamatha practice and vipassana practice. And so the way that it is outlined in the ninth Karmapa's text pointing out the Dharmakaya is that you actually begin with developing stillness of shamatha, and you then look at that mind that is resting in stillness directly, observe it directly, and then you do what comes in the next session, is that you inquire about the nature of that mind in stillness. So the you could say this first 12 minutes, the instruction, and then the first guided meditation, and then your own practice, is all about resting in stillness. So that's what we're going to go directly to shamatha without a sign, meaning rather than, because we don't have the entire, you know, a long retreat to go through an entire progression of shamatha, and, you know, through all the different breath meditations and all of the shamatha with a sign, or a support, that we're going to just go directly now into stillness, because the important thing is to recognize the stillness of your mind when we get to the, and have some experiential experience of that before we do the next session, which is inquire about the nature of the mind that is still. And again, here is the big point that Gyatro Rinpoche emphasizes in Spacious Path to Freedom. Enlightenment is nothing other than the nature of your own mind. Do not look elsewhere. A mind imbued with conceptual elaboration is a mind of samsara. A mind free of conceptual elaboration is liberated. The very nature of mind itself is primordially, intrinsically free from conceptual elaboration. Consequently, when we abide in that state, we are abiding in the essential nature of the mind. That is nirvana. So the defining characteristic of the mind in either stillness or in motion, as we're going to try to discover for ourselves as we go throughout the day, is this non-dual experience of luminosity and emptiness. And basically all the Mahamudra techniques are an elaboration of this single point. Do not prolong the past. Do not beckon the future. Rest evenly in luminous cognizance that is without conceptualization. So you could say this is your experience of nirvana for a brief time. How brief? Well, what is all we're going to find out is that it is all just a moment-to-moment experience. And so can we rest in nirvana, basically free of conceptualization, for a succession of moments and then string together as many moments as we can, you know, in by resting in this non-conceptual state? So it's so illuminating, Dzogchen Ponlop Rinpoche's description of what it means, actually, to don't prolong the past, don't anticipate the future. And he said that this is not thinking about all the memories of your childhood, for instance, or thinking about Christmas, that past, that future, you know, something that is, you know, fairly far out there in the past or the future. But what he said is that what this is really referring to in the ninth Karmapa's text is that it is referring to the immediate preceding moment of awareness and the awareness to come. So don't prolong the past means don't grasp to that previous moment of conception, perception, or emotion, or the mind in stillness either. And don't anticipate what's to come. So if you don't do that, if you don't prolong the past, meaning the immediate moment preceding and the immediate moment to come, what are you left with? you are left with this slender slice of time of experience, you could say, that exists between two things that don't exist, the past and the future. So this is really what we are left with. And this is what Dzogchen Ponlap Rinpoche says is Mahamudra Shamatha, just resting in that natural state of the mind, naturally settled, he says. The present, and you experience the freshness of the now in this gap between the moment that did come or that is already passed and the moment that is about to come. And so without reference points, without reference to the past, without reference to the future, without reference to an identity of a meditator who is meditating in this present moment, you are just resting in the fresh presence of this moment, loose and on the spot, as Dzogchen Ponlap Rinpoche put it. And very importantly, I think that is so helpful for all of us who are trying to develop shamatha, you know, and thinking of shamatha as achieving, going through the nine stages of shamatha, and then achieving the mental and physical pliancy where we then have this real transformation of the mind in which we now are able to rest in samadhi without the slightest laxity or without the slightest excitation for a minimum of 4 hours. So that's what, if when we're thinking like that, that can seem like such an impossible task because I'm nowhere near that, we all know. But here's what Dzogchen Ponlap Rinpoche has to say. You rest in the present moment of this experience of stillness, and you rest in that present moment repeatedly. So you don't think about stretching your present moment of stillness into some 4 hours period of samadhi, because if you do that, what's happened? You obviously have left the present, and you're sabotaging your experience of the present. So simply string together the present, the present, the present, now, 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 fresh, on the spot, repeatedly. And then, because everybody can do that, you know, you can have experiences of stillness in the present moment. It's not, you know, everybody can do that without any training. And so you just, that now, the succeeding moment also, you're recollecting what is my goal here in this practice? Stillness, stillness, stillness. And basically what that stillness means in these texts is non-conceptuality, meaning there are no movements of the mind. So here in this practice, when we are going to be settling the mind in its natural state, or you could call shamatha without a sign, awareness of awareness, we actually do prefer a mind with no movement, no thoughts. So this is the stillness that we're going to analyze in the next hour. But first of all, we have to experience that, the stillness, moment to moment to moment. And here is how the Mahasiddha Maitripa, great Dzogchen master who was a bridge between Mahamudra of India and Nepal, teacher of Marpa, student of Naropa, what he had to say about this, he said there are three types of shamatha. Shamatha focused on conceptualization, that would be like the breath or a visual object. Shamatha focused on non-conceptualization, that is what is to come. We're going to be focusing actually on the movement of mind, on the thoughts that come and go in our mind. So that's shamatha focused on conceptualization. And then the third one, he says, is the ultimate shamatha of maintaining the attention upon non-conceptualization. So this is often called shamatha without a sign as well. And so here he says, let the mind, like a cloudless sky, be clear, empty, and evenly devoid of grasping, and settle it in utter vacuity. By so doing, you will experience the shamatha of joy, clarity, and non-conceptuality. So this is what we are going to be trying to do for this first two periods of meditation, the guided meditation and then your silent meditation, is simply to rest in that stillness, moment to moment to moment. And then the really important advice, again, from Yangtang Rinpoche, Lama Ellen's recently deceased Dzogchen master, is that even though you are preferring that there are no appearances arising, meaning that you're able to rest in this non-conceptual stillness, you still are fully aware of every appearance that arises. But he says that you simply note it. You, as soon as a mental appearance arises, because what we're not trying to do is we're not trying to suppress thought. We're not trying to suppress it or repress it. But we're not trying to just prevent it from showing up in the first place, because that is impossible. And it's only going to lead to bad outcomes and impossible striving. And so, but the way that we are going to relate to these appearances is that you, first of all, note this appearance in the instant that it arises. And you note it, and then Yangtang Rinpoche says, like a thief who has been detected, it will withdraw. And so what you will probably notice is if you are able to, in the moment that an appearance arises, if you note it simply as movement, a movement of the mind, and you're not concerned about the content of it whatsoever, but you simply note its presence, that it won't even fully form. You will have noticed it basically with a camel beginning to stick his nose in the tent, and the camel will withdraw without taking the tent down with him, because you've seen it in the first instant that it has arrived and arisen. And then it's very important to, as Dzogchen Ponlap Rinpoche said, and Trangu Rinpoche also in his commentary on pointing out the Dharmakaya, that it is very important to note the appearance of this mind with the mind of the present. So you don't notice an appearance that has arisen in one moment with the subsequent moment of mind, because at that point, then, it's already too late. The appearance now is already in the past, and so you can't notice it directly. So you want to, with this mind of stillness that is resting in the present moment, notice a movement of the mind that is arising in that same present moment. And if you're able to do that, detect movement of the mind in the moment that it arises, you note it and it won't fully form, and you will be able to rest in the stillness of your awareness. So let's give that a try. And this will be in a 12-minute guided meditation. These shamatha practices in the Dzogchen system always begin by settling the body, speech, and mind in their natural states. So these natural states are what you discover when you stop doing the unnatural things that we are doing with our body, speech, and mind, like tension. So discover the natural state of the body by releasing tension and discover relaxation. So allow your attention to roam throughout the body, simply noting tension or constriction or agitation as a tactile sensation. And wherever you note it, let your breath be drawn to it as if magnetically. And then release it, that tension, on the exhalation. Deepening your relaxation with each exhalation while you maintain the clarity that you began your meditation with. And then on the basis of this relaxed ease, settle the speech in its natural state of effortless silence. And this especially refers to that chattering mind that is always narrating our experience to us. And then on the basis of this relaxed ease and silence, discover the natural state of the mind. This is the state of luminous knowing. The awareness is that is able to illuminate appearances without becoming them. It can know movement without itself losing its stillness. Resting in this natural stillness of the mind can only be discovered in the present. And this present only exists as a moment. Simply rest in this stillness of the present, non-conceptual, with no reference points. This unstructured consciousness of the present, the instant that is free of mental engagement, and without trying to stretch that present into some long period of samadhi. Simply rest in the present repeatedly. And as you rest in this stillness, thoughts, images, memories are bound to occur. They are an expression of the luminosity of the mind. But here we are preferring stillness. And so, in the instant that these movements of mind express themselves, simply note them. Note them and note their presence so that they don't have the power to kidnap your still awareness and set it off wandering. whatever mental appearance arises, recognize it with the mind of the present. Don't become aware of it only after it is present. It's too late for this practice. But if you notice it in the instant that it arises, it may not even fully form, but just dissolve again back into the space of the mind from which it arose. And your stillness is effortlessly maintained. Two antidotes to laxity and dullness that may creep in the absence of stimulation of your mind. These antidotes are unique, I think, to Mahamudra. I've never seen these before. But if your mind becomes lax in the absence of stimulation and you feel drowsy, visualize at your heart a white lotus facing up, and in the center of that lotus, a ball of white light, radiant. And let that ball of white light then rise from the lotus, up your central channel, and then out the crown of your head, into space. Because your introspection or your introspective awareness is looking directly at the state of awareness itself with no other object, you should notice laxity or excitation in the instant they arise. So the antidotes can be very subtle. Just this brightening of your awareness as this luminous light leaves the crown of your head into space. And if your mind is feeling agitated, leading to distraction, the Mahamudra instruction is to visualize a black lotus at your heart, facing down, with a black ball of light in the center, and that black ball then detaches and flows down, leaves your body through the lower opening, and enters the earth. You can experiment resting in stillness, noting appearances in the instant they arise, and applying antidotes as you need them.